This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Cannon, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do appreciate it. This is what happens when your mind gets in front of your mouth, okay? I got so much I want to talk about, so much I want to get out, and not enough time to do it, and I don't want a five-hour show, thank you very much. I don't think you guys could handle me for 5 hours. I can't even handle me for 5 hours, let alone you guys. So, Tim Donnelly, though, check out his book, and I wasn't kidding when I said to you, I was actually asked by a group of hardcore Republicans not to to get off my principle over party. And I probably could find that speech if I go look, because I don't do speeches that are totally written out. You know, I do the bullet point thing. But basically, a lot of us were drawn to our parties because their principles lined up with ours, right to a big degree. When you start seeing those principles go away, see, your party needs you. You don't need them. They need you. So when those principles, they start pulling away from them. You know, I believe in, you guys all know I'm Christian, and I believe in prayer. I believe prayer moves things. I believe prayer makes stuff happen. And when I am the chairman of my Republican groups, or I'm at the head of a Republican group, or the president, or what have you, I don't ask for permission. I pray, or have somebody pray before the meeting for guidance. That we do the right stuff. We make the right decisions. That we take care of the people that God has entrusted us with. You know, those unalienable rights that we have, right? I'm trying to honor that God. And I actually had a friend of mine who was a godly person who in the past had no problem praying. And all of a sudden, at an event, I said, why don't you open us up in prayer? And he said, well, it'll take too long. We're already running late. I think, wow. Okay. What happened? Some of my best friends in politics that were and probably still are godly people got what got them there. Some of the campaigns that I've worked on where we actually prayed before we started making phone calls, before we started walking, before we started working on the plans for the campaign. Some of those guys are not living a godly life anymore. They've now got the power, as you heard Tim talking about in the last hour. They've been approached, they've been given false power. It's not real power. See, by the way, there's no links to this. This is Joe. You got that, right? Where I grew up in Boston, where the mafia had a heavy hand, right? You saw what happened. You saw how they controlled things. And even how people believed that they were living a great life and doing what they were supposed to be doing. But the mafia was controlling what was going on around them. And even those guys, as when you talk with them, you find out, they would go to church on Sunday because God was real to them, but they actually believed to a degree they were doing God's work because it was better for everybody. They were keeping the peace. We kind of talk about it from time to time when Saddam Hussein when we got rid of him? And as much of a butcher he was, I'm not condoning what he did. I'm not even telling you we should have left him in there. But think of the peace that he was able to keep. They were afraid of him. The enemy was afraid of him. So they didn't do stupid stuff. But that's kind of how the mafia worked. They didn't do you didn't do stupid stuff because you didn't want them, you don't want to bring any attention on yourself. You paid the protection money every week. You did what you were supposed to do. You looked the other way and kept your mouth shut. Because they had the power. The same thing happens here. You know, you get these legislators, they walk the streets, they make the phone calls, they really start off doing this for all the right reasons. Right, you remember that scene in The Godfather where the guy wakes up with a horse head in the bed? That's scary enough, but remember when the politician from Tennessee, or the one they had in their back pocket, he wakes up with two hookers in the room and dope all over the place. And they told him, don't worry about this, we'll clean it up, nobody will know, and you'll just take care of things for us. And he owned them after that, or they owned him after that. This is what happens in to these politicians. I believe a lot of them, they don't start off going, if I can only get up there, I'll have all this power, I can be corrupt, I can do what I want to do. I believe they actually go up there thinking they can make a change. I believe some of them get caught in things that they don't think are wrong. You know, they don't start off that way, but some of them, as you heard with Tim, see, I believe that was a godly moment that his wife called him. But they do. They come at you like you wouldn't believe. I'm a lowly school board member. The calls I get to go to lunch to discuss new things that are coming out, things that would work for this, it's just amazing. And you can easily get sucked into all this, and I mean easily. And everybody, it happens to everybody. I'm not saying. And, you know, it's just a matter of looking at the situation and deciding how much of your soul you want to sell. But they get caught up in the power. Again, good, bad, or indifferent. I think it's wrong. But they get caught up in the power, and they forget why they went up there. Does that mean we stop and slap them around and wake them up again? I don't know. It's up to you, isn't it? You've got to decide whether they're doing the right thing or not. And deals have to be made. You don't have to compromise your principles, but sometimes you got to make deals with people to bring them to your side, to get them what you want to get done. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and I'll do a real story when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
That's right, Friday night. Get your rollerblades on. As you can see behind me, if you're watching, they didn't have a day that started with a D, right? Because it could be like Disco Die Day or Friday, whatever. Freaky Friday, right? Anyway, I know, I'm going to put the light back on. Hold on. Shut this stupid thing off. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Sign on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Look, you got to have a little fun. My God, your brain would pop. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. My dad says I go too fast. 732. 5563, right? Anyway, and by the way, if you're one of those people that can do the letters really quick, it's 855-REAL-JOE. I mean, I don't know how to make it any easier than that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I want to get to this because it's making me nuts. Good friend of mine, friend of the show, Stacey Schwimp, is actually listening right now, and we are going to do a show on this. And when it comes to education, when it comes to this kind of stuff, it makes me crazy because the black community takes the biggest beating in education, and yet they're touted on a regular basis as the one that needs the most amount of help, and that's where the money's going, and it doesn't go there. It doesn't go there. And I've always said to you guys, the dumbing down of America is real. And the reason I say this, we have done stories even the last few weeks about how education, when we can't get the kids, when we can't get lawyers in law school to be able to pass the test, we don't teach them. We don't look at how we're teaching them and how we can bring them up. We figure out how to bring the test down, how to get them graduated. Does that sound like a winning society? I don't think so. And, during the days of Jim Crow, you couldn't teach a black person how to read. It was illegal because they knew if they kept them dumb, if they kept them ignorant, they would never get out of the situation they were in. And so what are we doing now in America? What have we been doing for the last 20 years, 30 years? I don't even know how long. We're dumbing down our kids. We have kids that know nothing about American history. There's a lot of things they can't do, so we make the tests easier. Well, now a California college bus wants algebra graduation requirements gone. Because it's a civil rights issue, The chancellor of California's community college system has raised eyebrows after suggesting colleges should drop the algebra requirement, claiming it's a civil rights issue. Eloy Ortiz Oakley, the boss of 113 community colleges in California, made this suggestion during an interview with NPR. He said algebra requirements is particularly troublesome because it prevents a number of students from graduating. Think about that. My daughter in sixth grade could do algebra. Couldn't do it when she started. You sit down, you work through it, you spend some time, you get them some help, and guess what? Then she knew it. He went through and said almost 50% of the students don't know algebra or don't meet the standard. My God, that's a big number. If you were putting out a product and 50% of them failed, wouldn't you retool? Wouldn't you take a minute and try to figure out what's happening here? Why is this happening? But he went on to say, I want you to know something. This person oversees 113 community colleges. Think about that. He went on to say, This is a civil rights issue. But this is also something that plagues all Americans, particularly low-income Americans. Really, why? Because low-income Americans are too stupid to do algebra? I mean, that's what he's saying. If you think about it, he says all the underemployed or unemployed Americans in this country who can't connect to a job in this economy, which is unforgiving to those students who don't have a credential. The biggest barrier for them is this algebra requirement. It's he says it's because they can't get credentials. There are colleges in this country that are useless. A degree from those colleges are useless. And don't think for a minute that somebody gets, I know if you're an LAUSD teacher, don't even bother because I won't respond to your email. When you see a diploma or an education from LAUSD, you stop and think, I really want that person. Now, let's just be honest about it. You can't graduate your kids. They graduate, they don't know anything about history, they can barely read, and math is a whole different animal altogether. You're not doing those kids any favor. You keep pulling back on what you're teaching them. You keep lowering the bar, and you think because they feel good, that makes it better for them. No, you make them feel bad later, but they're out of your face then, and you don't have to look at them anymore. So now once they graduate from you and the boss is looking at them, I've seen this happen in my own arena, in my own technology group. over the years. You got a guy that somehow graduated, but he can't read simple instructions on how to put a computer together. Really? Where did you go to school? LAUSD. Okay. You can't even say anything to him. It's not his fault, because he had a teacher, an adult, an authority figure telling him, hey, little Johnny, you're doing just fine. This is great. You know, you're reading at a third grade level for you, even though you're in a 12th grade. For you, that's fine. Because little Johnny, that's all you'll ever be. And we went through it. Tammy and I went through it with some counselors and teachers. That's all they'll ever be. Well, that's all they'll ever be, because you won't pull them up. You make it easier for them. He didn't do the homework? Well, we're going to give him a B anyhow, because at least he knows he didn't do the homework. And he was honest enough to fess up to it. You're not helping us. You're making it worse. The chancellor's proposal was challenged by a radio presenter, well, thank God, who suggested that improving the graduation rates of a community college student just by dropping the algebra requirement is an easy way out instead of improving the teaching quality. Oh, you must have been listening to my show. Oakley denied the accusation, saying, well, since the 1950s, we've decided that the only measure of a student's ability to reason or to do a sort of quantitative measure is algebra. What we're saying is what we want is a rigorous course as possible to determine a student's ability to succeed, but it should not be relevant to their course of study. Yes, it should. I want to know somebody can add and subtract. And if you're looking to get an engineering degree at some point in time, wouldn't algebra be part of that? Seriously. Right? I mean, there's so many things that algebra is used for. I don't understand what the problem is. But they're doing this with everything. They're doing this with math and English and science. I'm not done with this. Don't go away, because I'm not done with this. I'm Joe Messini. I am going to spend a whole hour on it, but you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Listen, you'll buy a shirt. You see the shirt? Well, you can't see it from there. I'm not tall enough to make it work. Hashtag stand. All right? It's really simple. You need to stand for what you believe. You need to stand for liberty. You need to stand for freedom. You just need to stand up for what you believe. You know, I get some of you Facebook work. Now, look, if this doesn't apply to you, you don't have to write me a long-winded email telling me about everything you're doing. I know some of you are doing stuff out there. I don't know about it. I'm not omnipresent. But if you're not, I'm going to give you some thought to just being a Facebook warrior, just responding to somebody on Facebook doesn't cut it, doesn't fix it, doesn't make it better. I actually get somebody mad at me today. I should finish this story first. But I guess somebody got mad at me today because they said, you know, all you're doing is stirring the pot when you jump on and defend Trump. And I said, look, I'm not defending Trump by any stretch of the imagination. I think he does some dumb tweets. But when these hypocrites on the left, they post something that you know, President Trump has done that President Obama did almost verbatim, and they never called him out, that's the stuff that I call out on a regular basis. But this person was saying that I was making it worse by not forgetting, you know, I can't keep drawing back to President Obama because of what he did and trying to justify it in Trump. Well, I'm not justifying it in Trump. I'm actually doing what they did because if they did it, it must be right. So when Mr. Obama blamed Bush for 5 years for all the negative stuff, but took credit for all the positive stuff, when did it belong to him? How dare you, as a Republican, blame Trump for everything that's happening within the first 6 months when he's had more opposition from his own party than Bush had from the Democrats? So stop being holier than thou and figure out what's going on. If our own people are fighting a president that they're not used to the way he wants to do business, they're uncomfortable with it. It scares the crud out of them. So just grow up, put your man pants on, and get the job done. All right, I got that out. We're talking about how, I guess, algebra could be racist or civil rights. You know, usually when you talk about civil rights issues, you're talking about racism. But a chancellor who wants to lower, for community colleges, he wants to lower the standards for algebra so people can get their credits. And I was making fun before, and some of you weren't catching this. I could tell by the comments. When you come out of certain schools that are known to put out a substandard product, and that, let's be honest with it, that's what the kids are. They're products. Products of the high school, products of community college, products of the colleges they go to. If you know that school has substandard professors, substandard teaching will push anybody through to get them through, are there really people that you want to bring onto a high-end law firm or into a hospital to be a surgeon? I don't think so. So California, again, will dumb itself down. So attorneys coming out of the schools here in California, maybe they won't hold as much prestige because we're going to lower the passing grades. We're going to lower the bar exam grades. Isn't that wonderful? Oakley denies all of this. He's one of the heads or the head chancellor of the community colleges. He said, since the 50s, we've decided that the only measure of a student's ability to reason or to do something is through the measure of their algebra when it comes to this kind of thing. Of course it is. Let's make it easy for Oakley because he wants to talk at such a high level. Wouldn't the measurement of whether somebody could, I don't know, fix your tire on your car and having them actually fix a tire on the car and see if they could do it, wouldn't that be a great measure? Like that would hold air afterward, not the fact that they just tried to make it happen? That's a skill. We should have all of our students, you know, be tested in the skill. But again, this is one of those perfect examples, again, of dumbing it down so we can move them along because they lose money. Oh, yeah, you knew that, right? They lose money. When they don't have a certain graduation rate, when things start to take a nosedive, they get grants based on their graduation rates. They get grants based on the demographics. We've got to keep lowering them. Doesn't matter what the kids end up being or doing. We just have to keep lowering it. All right, let's see. Oh, hey, Xander can't be on the show anymore. No, we're done. It says, according to a magazine called Out, I'll let your brain run crazy with that one, it encourages readers to drop gay Republican friends. So Out Magazine has encouraged its readers, which are probably mostly gay or lesbian, to drop gay conservative friends in a new article titled, What to Do When Your Friend's a Gay Republican. Very important. We drop friends all the time for a whole variety of reasons, the article says. They messed with our love lives, they lied, they weren't supportive. Or why do some people think it's such an outlandish idea to dump them for their political views? This is asked by actor, singer, and writer Michael Musto in his column for Out Magazine, which featured a picture of a former Breitbart senior editor, Milo Yiannopoulos. He said, I think there's a misguided sense that it's a free country. I don't think that's misguided at all. And people have the right to believe that they want. Why should I let their political opinions interfere with my long-running friendship? Well, the truth is, he said, there is no law that free speech means you have to keep a friend who promotes the Republican agenda any more than you have to keep someone who calls you a cow. Well, there's an example to fit, right? He continued, everything in a friendship that might have seemed good suddenly goes sour when I learned that their advocate Trump, or they advocate for Trump, and is hideous, which involves attempting to diminish rights for women, LGBTQ, Muslim immigrants, the arts, the non-rich, not to I want you to know these are all a bunch of lies, but if it makes them feel good. Not to mention all those treasonous-sounding doings with Russia. Now, if that doesn't sound like a diatribe of Democrat crap, then you don't listen to the news. Those are all, you know, this goes back to the days of, we hate women, we don't want women to have rights, we hate Hispanics, we hate blacks, we hate kids, we hate air, we hate water. How's that worked out for you? Keep it up. No, really, I'm serious. Long live Nancy Pelosi. I hope you follow her all the way through. He goes on to say, am I supposed to understand that a gay friend is simply concerned about tax breaks and therefore can't be bothered to devote any energy to little things like human rights? Bye, friend. Russo goes on to admit that his social media experience has been more gratifying since he decided to block any user who disagrees with him. Wow, think about that. Has no clues what the outside world thinks. Not open to any other thought process, not even open to talk about it. And we're the hateful ones. Similarly, if a real-life friend, someone who knows my plight, my accomplishments, my oppressions, decides to trumpet in my face the alleged glories of the Republican Party, I simply have to show them the hand and the door, claimed Musto in his article. Friendship over. I don't care if they once helped me into an Uber or maybe clicked on my link a couple of times. I don't give a crap that they sent me birthday wishes or Facebook. Also, treat me to half-price burrito for Christmas. They're as over to me as a boyfriend who cheated with someone. It's just amazing. I have no use for them. What did that Kevin from the Sharks say? They're dead to me. It would be more than strange to attempt exchanging friendly banter with them, knowing who they voted for. But again, I'm not going to beat it up. You guys hear it every night. I'm not going to go through it with you over and over and over again. The bottom line with it is that, you know, we know what they believe. Right? When you go back to the top of the article. Let me see. Where is it? Okay, so he says, He hideously involves attempting to diminish the rights of women. How? See, none of them can be specific. That's the thing I always love, too. How? What has he actually done to diminish the rights of women? As president, but I'll go one step further. Go back to his life as a billionaire and a builder. Tell me what he ever did as a billionaire, proved as a billionaire and a builder that hurt women. That actually didn't lift women up. He has a whole bunch of firsts as a developer that hired women to do something in firsts. And again, there's a large group of the LGBTQ community that thinks that he's one of the most positive pro-gay presidents they've had in a long time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know the story I did earlier about the kids that let that guy drown? And I think some of you may have thought I was advocating for it. I was, to a degree, that there'd be some kind of law that would get these kids in trouble. I think unless your life is in danger, and I'm sorry, some of you won't agree with me. Unless your life is in danger, somebody drowning like that, and there's a group of kids around, and they've got the presence of mind to video it, and they don't call for help, aren't they not complicit in that murder and that death? I mean, seriously, could you stand by without watching that, without making a call, doing something? Even just making the call. Maybe they couldn't make a call. I don't know. But I would imagine if the writer said they could have called or they could have done this or they could have, then maybe they could have. But I'm sorry. The fact that they were laughing, the fact that they were calling him names, just showed you how cold and cool and cruel and callous they were. I'm sorry, I can't deal with that. I can't it's a sad state of affairs to think that that's what humanity has turned into. You know what I mean? Anyway, 855-REAL-CHOW, 55732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time. Okay, a couple of quick stories, quick, and I do mean quick. Hey, you know how they said when Donald Trump got a lawyer, right away they said that, it's got to be something wrong. He's got an attorney. Nobody gets an attorney unless they're in trouble, right? Unless there's something negative happening. Well, how come they're not saying the same thing about Bernie and Jane Sanders? Bernie and Jane Sanders, they got lawyers now. Because of what's going down on that whole thing that's happening in Vermont with the colleges. Which, I'm sorry, there's smoke there. Fire's close by. Don't care what you say. I'm not going to go through the whole story. We'll post it up later on. But again, you've got Bernie, been confirmed that he got himself an attorney. Right? And his wife. So if they got attorneys, something's up, don't you think? Or does it only apply when a Republican gets an attorney? What do you think? Anyhow, I'll finish my... that one just popped up in front of me. I went, wow. So if they got attorneys... Anyway. So we're back to, apparently, according to Out Magazine, which is a gay publication, they're basically saying, oh, the writer says that if you have a gay friend, a gay Republican friend, get rid of him or her. Him. I'm confused because of that story we did last week. Remember? The one born a female that said she identified as a male but was gay. I will. She goes on to say, similarly, in real life, friends, someone who knows my plight, my accomplishments, right? It's time to cut ties with them. He goes on to say, I don't give a crap what they did for my birthday, what they've done for me in the past. None of that matters to me. None of it. Pretty sad. You know, diverse idea. Remember that group, right? The Democrats? They're just a big lump of diversity. No, they're a big lump of crap. I keep telling you, they steal the language and they don't have the same meanings. It's not diversity. I'm a Christian Republican, right-wing Republican. I have gay friends. I have straight friends. I have all these groups that this person would not agree with. I don't have to agree with you. How am I supposed to be to my Christian friends? How are you supposed to be the light? How are you supposed to let God's love shine? When you isolate yourself, this person actually went in and banned everybody who wasn't 100% the same page as him. My God. I'm sorry, who's the closed-minded one? You go look at the list of my friends and the people I allow. They're all over the place. I don't care how whacked you are. I can learn something from you. I can learn how to protect myself or maybe even how to approach you to get you to look at things differently. And I'll tell you what. On their feed, Out Magazine feed, check it out. Apparently, you can't be gay and conservatives. So Xander must be very confused. he must be very confused. And then Milo Yiannopoulos, right? I mean, here's another guy. Must be confused. And he makes fun of all of them. And when they've previously attacked LGBTQ conservatives, they've been accused of firing former employee and LGBT conservative icon Chadwick Moore because of his political beliefs. This is Out Magazine. Now, see, here's the thing. I have no problem with that. If Out Magazine says you have to be, you know, a gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever, because that's what this magazine is all about, and you have to be liberal in order to write for us. Unlike the left, I'm saying, okay, those are the magazine's guidelines. So be it. In an email to Breitbart News, Moore claimed Out Magazine fired him from his position as his conservative views started to become more obvious. Following a hit piece on Milo, which was debunked by Breitbart News. Moore also compared his experience working for Out Magazine versus his current employer, Milo. He says, maybe I should compare how my current boss, Milo Yiannopoulos, treats his employees versus how my former employer, Out Magazine, treats its employees, wrote Moore. Wouldn't that be a fun one? Hint, hint. Nothing to do with how they illegally fired me. Everything to do with how to run a business. Take care of your dedicated workers. Pay a living wage with benefits. Pay a living wage with benefits to help the staff maintain a good morale. Now, that's the funny thing about it. You know, when the left, I love when they scream about equal pay, and you find out that they're the ones that really, when it comes to equal pay, they're the ones that blow it most of the time. They're the ones that are defying their own rules. After a New York venue canceled Milo's coming out conservative pride event last month, Moore added that gay conservatives have become less than merely second-class citizens in the gay community. And it's true. Every gay conservative I've talked with says the same thing. They are ostracized by their own. They're ostracized by Democrats, by other gay groups. So that's why I say it's not equality they want. It's control. You can have diversity of thought, diversity of process, whatever you want to call it, as long as it's like theirs. We're less than merely second-class citizens in a gay community. We're reviled, much like black conservatives and any other minority group. Think about that. So if you're a black conservative, you're beat up in your community. If you're a gay conservative, you're beat up in your community. Isn't this the open group, the big tent group? They love everybody. They want all kinds of conversation. It's all a bunch of bull. It's not true. In the Republican group that I run with, there are blacks and gays and Hispanics and short people and tall people and fat people and thin people. And there are women and there are old white women and there are young white women and there are young Hispanic women and young black women. There, it is a wide open tent and all thoughts. I mean, for the most part, all thoughts are open for conversation, to look at, to take into consideration. Not on the left. What's mind-boggling for me is how the left gets their people to swallow so much of their bull. Come on, think about that. Right? The left tells their people that the right hates women. Well, it's not true. It's so not true. I could spend an hour going through that. The left teaches their people that the right hates clean water, clean air. Again. Regulations doesn't make clean water, clean air. Look at the damage the EPA did under Mr. Obama. Regulations don't fix all of that. You know, I could go over issue after issue after issue where the right shines over the left. But for some odd reason, the left has got their people. Maybe Nancy Pelosi was right. Maybe they are low-informed, low-educated voters. I don't tend to believe that. But you have to when you sit there and think about some of the things that the left spews back, like in this piece at the very beginning, where it was just a bunch of the Democrat talking points. That's all it was. And if you treat, if you, on the left, treat your community, like, you know, you talk about the gay community, that the right hates the gay community. But yet when we embrace one, and I'll just go with one, you hate him and ostracize him. You push him away. You cut him off. But we're the haters. We don't hate him. We don't hate any of them. It's really amazing to see how they react as he goes on. You know, I'll post the story up later. You got to read this. It is just so enlightening on how they truly, how the left truly treats their community. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, have a safe weekend. I want you back with me on Monday. God bless and have a great rest of the day.